Well, hello guys, and Saturday night has begun. How do I know that? Because I have a chilled Peroni bottle in my hand, that's how. Now, thinking back quite a few years, and I can do that because, you know, I'm ancient. Femmes used to shame men about they couldn't keep it in their pants. Men think about sex all the time. Well, actually, it appears to be the other way round. Because here's another substitute teacher of femmes, 24 years of age, who's had sex with one of her students. In the classroom, the boy was 17 years of age, and I believe this is a school in Minnesota. She did resign a couple of weeks later, but they didn't know about the sex thing, and now they do. And it makes me laugh how the school wrote to the parents and said that the illicit sex was with a 17-year-old boy after school hours and the classroom was empty. Oh, well, that's all right then. You must have an orgy as well then. This femme is being charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct. There is a nationwide warrant out for her, but they can't find her. They reckon she's on the run. Now she can face up to 15 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. Of course, neither one of those is going to happen, because it's a femme, although she might get detention. So I don't know about men keeping it in their pants. What about femmes controlling themselves? Boy, I know, the boy forced her to do it. I mean, how many more of these femmes teachers or whatever getting caught before they do something about it? Realize there's a problem. And realize it's not the student's problem, it's the femmes problem. Or start charging them with the full power of the law and send a signal to the others. So what I have tonight is Peroni, Crunchies, if you know what they are, it's a chocolate bar, and some Pringle crisps. I mean, that's right. I know how to live. I'll keep you posted of any other developments. That's if the MGTOW TV site ever goes back online. Yeah. See ya.